Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another edition of the Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. Tyson Agler here, like always. Joining me this week is junior starting point guard for the Wittenberg men's basketball team, Steve Newell. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tyson.
Now, Steve, we'll get right into it. How's the team doing this year?
We're doing pretty well. We started off 4-0. We won that Case Western tournament. Now we're 5-2. We've been kind of struggling as of late, rebounding and defensively. But we're getting better and we're working on it.
Scott Leo and I talked to Coach Bill Brownham after the game, and he said, that four-game win streak, you guys are doing really well. You kind of struggled as of lately, but competition has gone up too.
Yeah, that's also true. The competition has increased. We lost against Worcester, and they were just playing great defense. We couldn't hit any shot, and that's when we kind of started our skid.
So hopefully you guys can bounce back this Saturday. You'll be playing Ohio Christian. I'm sure you've watched a little bit of tape of them. What's their kind of their deal they're playing?
They're really fast, mainly fast break offense. If we play our game, we have to really, rebound well, and we have to play better defense. The big thing is not allowing second shots. But if we play our game, we push the ball, we get good quality shots, we work from inside to outside, we're going to win the game.
Any other keys you think that will help the Tigers to victory?
I think looking for Scott Mason inside is a big key. He's what really gets our offense running. And, when we get too dribble happy, things start to, buckle down and, we don't really play as well. So I think really getting the ball inside is a huge factor.
So going from team to you personally, how are you doing this year?
I'm playing pretty well right now. Playing within the offense. It's a different role for me this year. I gotta be more of a scorer. Take shots that necessarily might not be the greatest, or maybe it's definitely different for me this year. As a couple of years ago, I was the distributor, the guys are looking for me now to score and be more of a threat offensively.
Yeah, you definitely had a big game against Allegheny. Probably one of the keys to Tigers able to pull out that victory.
Yeah, I think I hit 5 threes or something like that. But a big factor of that was my teammates were looking for me to score. And, they have faith in me and I have faith in them. So,
you kind of talked a little bit about your role change. You went from freshman year, you got a little bit of playing time, mm-hmm. played quite a bit then last year. Now this year you're the starting point guard. What would you say maybe kind of that role change has impacted you?
Yeah, like I said, freshman year I was, kind of the sure-handed ball handler, just get the ball up the court, distribute to Clayton and Allen side. And, like I said before, this year I'm kind of, looked at as, a scorer, three-point, threat. So, that's kind of the big thing for me this year.
Then how would you say, you talked about you just now you have to shoot more. Where else do you think you've seen your game improve?
Definitely defensively. In high school, defense is kind of a, secondary thing. This year, right when I got into the program freshman year, it's always been about defense, especially for Wittenberg. It's all about defense. Off-ball positioning is one of the key factors in good team defense, and that was probably the major thing I had to learn before, actually stepping onto the court.
Like we mentioned before, you are the starting point guard for the Tigers, which is a big kind of challenge that you have to face, and I'm sure you probably played point guard in high school too with how well you've been playing lately. How would you say, what are some differences between high school point guard and then college point guard?
Yeah, in high school, it's kind of the same situation. In high school, I played my freshman year and sophomore year, I played point guard in high school, and my junior and senior year, I actually played shooting guard. So this year, playing point guard, it's kind of, back to the basics of, you want to be the ball handler, the distributor, but like I said before, also I need to be a shooter and a scorer. So it's kind of different than freshman and sophomore year in high school.
And then also with being a point guard comes the leadership position, and I'm sure you're a leader on and off court. As I looked at your roster, and there's only two seniors and quite a few juniors, so what are some ways that you're able to lead the team?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be selected captain alongside, Scott Mason and Zach Leahy. I think the younger guys kind of, they look up to me. I try to be a leader on and off the court. I have that experience, I think, because I started a lot of games. Started some games freshman year. I've been playing especially in the tournament. You know, we made it to the NCAA tournament both last year and my freshman year. So I guess the experience is definitely a big factor.
And then also now with it being finals week, that also means Christmas break is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you guys have kind of an interesting situation. For about 4 weeks, it's just you guys are the only ones on campus. Yeah. I've experienced a little bit of that with fall break, but that's only a weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about your situation with Christmas break.
Yeah, Christmas break is definitely interesting. It's kind of a fun time. It's kind of a bonding experience for the basketball guys. You know, I got the best teammates in the world, and we stay pretty busy with practice. We actually have walkthroughs most mornings, you know, just so the coaches get us moving and stuff. But, you know, during downtime, they give us movie tickets. You know, we play video games just like any other college kid. And we also had a couple Nerf wars last year, which is pretty fun. But yeah, we eat pretty good. The coaches, you know, they do a good job of feeding us. You know, sometimes we go to Olive Garden, sometimes we get some Golden Corral. It's pretty good.
So definitely a team bonding experience.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I love these guys and I couldn't be happier.
With finals week ending, now we're going to hit a new school, period next year, and basketball is going to be in full stride then. So how are you able to balance your schoolwork along with your basketball?
It's not an easy task. You know, I find myself in the library sometimes, I mean, a lot of times before practice, and then, you know, go to practice, eat, and then right back to the library. It's kind of tough. I wish somebody would have told me freshman year how tough it was going to be, but I'm definitely adapting to it.
And then our final question, sure, you've maybe heard this question a few times, high school athletes that are looking on to go on and play a college sport. What advice would you give them with some of your experiences and your lessons that you'd give these kids?
I definitely say that you should be 100% committed to the sport you play and you love and you want to continue onward with it. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes for a lot of athletes to go to a new school, to a new system, to a new coach. So, you know, sometimes you'll be at the top guy in your program in high school, and then you come to college and you're kind of at the bottom of the food chain again. So I definitely say just be prepared for, you know, the ups and downs and make sure you're committed.
All right. We'd like to thank you for joining us, Steve. Good luck this weekend. Good luck in the Zimmerman tournament and good luck rest of the year.
All right. Thanks, Tyson.
And that was Steve Newell, a junior on the men's Wittenberg basketball team. We'd like to thank him for joining us. This is Tyson Agler for the weekly Tiger Athlete Special saying go Witt. And Tiger up.